you want the Bears in Arlington Heights or not? The correct answer is no. You want them in Chicago. You want them on Lakeshore Drive, and you want them playing in that ridiculous stadium with the spaceship in the middle. That's where you want the Bears to be.
Why?
Am I right about this?
Not necessarily, John. Unless you're going to make the kind of improvements that are capable.
Why do improvements? What? I don't have to do anything. I turn on the TV on Sunday. There's the Bears by the lake. My team.
Okay, if that's the extent of your involvement with the Bears,
that's
then
the
you're
fine. That's
the
extent of everybody's involvement.
Not
with
necessarily.
The Bears. 100,000 people go to a game.
60,000 people get in there. Smallest stadium in the NFL.
That's 100 yards from end zone to end zone. That's all you need. It's a TV show. What do you care? Seriously,
it's more than a TV show. Potentially, it could be a lot more.
I just want to introduce you to Chicago Afternoon News host Steve Bertrand, who was disagreeing with me in the halls about this earlier this week, yesterday, in fact. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, John. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steve. And you covered the Bears as well for many, many years, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
back in the 80s and 90s.
So am I off my rocker here? I think Chicago wants the Bears. I don't want to go see the Arlington Heights Bears.
They're not the Arlington Heights Bears.
They're going to have the pregame show at the TGIF over there. Are they going to?
This is like a rom-com that we started watching in the early 80s, and we knew at the end that they were going to get together, Arlington Heights and the Bears, and I think it's finally happening. I mean, we've been talking about this for 30 years.
Is your gut reaction telling you guys that this is going to be the real deal, or are the Bears just using this as a way to get more out of the city?
Well, I think that's
Park District
possible, but the difference this time, John, is that it's there. The property is there to be had,
Whereas
it would have taken a lot of jumping through hoops, and it may still, but at least it's a possibility now that hasn't been there in the past.
You know, I think of the Cubs, and look at all of the property around Wrigley Field, revenue-generating property now that the Cubs own. And the Bears can't do that at Soldier Field, and they probably could do it in Arlington Heights.
Well,
you know, they could make it a year-round revenue builder for them.
Well, let's certainly help the Bears get even richer. Yep, that's what we need to do.
Yeah, can I ask a question on behalf of taxpayers? What about the $430 million that we spent in, what was it, 20 years ago to renovate Soldier Field?
What a waste of resources. I'm like, you guys have a fine stadium right there.
Chicago Fire play there. They have concerts there. I mean,
yeah, but Wisconsin and Notre Dame are playing college football there this fall.
I don't think that stadium was built for those purposes. Those are just
justified. Dave, go back to what you were saying. It's not a good stadium, right? I mean, I hate to see the Bears leave the city, but it's really not a good facility.
Keep in mind that Soldier Field sat for 50 years without the Bears playing there. The Bears only went there in 1971. They played at Wrigley Field prior to that, and in 1 year since then, they played in Champaign. So it wasn't built for the Bears in 1921.
Maybe I don't want people to leave Chicago, and I don't want teams to leave Chicago.
Okay.
But it was renovated for the Bears 20 years ago
with
taxpayer money.
And it was renovated for the Bears, in 1980, around 1980?
No, I think I take Steve's point. I mean, don't we have a little skin in this game? Isn't there a little quid pro quo? We'll fix the stadium up for you. You stay in the city and don't take all the tax revenue, et cetera, out of the city of Chicago?
I wonder what the lifespan is now for a stadium these days, because I bet it's not much longer, over 20 years.
Yeah, I think that's right, too. But where's your heart, guys? Where's your...
Well, I look around the NFL, John, and I see... I believe there's 9 or 10 teams that play in a city they're alleged to play in a city but don't actually play within the city limits.
As in?
That both Los Angeles teams, both New York teams,
don't
the San Francisco.
New York or Los Angeles.
They don't play in New York or Los Angeles. They play in.
You've got to stop and get gas on your way to the stadium in San Francisco. It's so far away.
It's in Santa Clara. Well, Washington doesn't play in Washington.
Well, tell me those are good things. I mean, answer this question. Do you like the idea that the Bears play on the lakefront in Chicago?
Yes, I do. But I like the idea of the Bears playing the best possible stadium they could play in.
And that I do not understand, because I'm not a member of the Chicago Bears. Bertrand, do you want the Bears to stay downtown?
I want the city to stay vibrant and strong, and that would be keeping the team on the lakefront, but it doesn't make any sense.
Here's the other point, and this may
I'll get back to you on that, Steve.
Here's the other point that we brought this up with Mayor Hayes of Arlington Heights this morning.
Yeah.
That you could do what should have been done before, even though everybody in Chicago was against it because we have Bears weather and you don't want to lose the Bears weather. What a great advantage that is for the Bears, right? Or you could have a retractable dome or a dome stadium, and you could host Super Bowls and Final Fours.
I would like to see our city host those things.
Yeah, but here's an opportunity.
I guess. But I'm willing to pass on that. Give me my druthers. All of that in Arlington Heights, or the Bears play with the fog rolling in and the people miserable in the stands. All
you weren't in fog bowl. The fog bowl
I
was. Yeah. The fog bowl. You couldn't see the team.
It was awesome to watch it on television in 72-degree rooms drinking beer.
Can I give you a story? So we were carrying the Bears at that time, and the person who was doing the news during the game actually recorded the halftime news and went home early. And the fog rolled in with about 5 minutes left in the first half. So we were talking about sunny skies as you couldn't see the field.
Yeah. I got to go. It's time for the news. I suppose you'll talk more about this on Chicago's Afternoon News. But
absolutely.
Our news click is going to ask people what they want. And the correct answer will be stay in Chicago.
I'll update the numbers from your news click on the show.
When can we check in? When will you announce where we are?
I'll do it at a little after 5.
A little after 5 o'clock. Listen to Chicago's Afternoon News with Steve Bertrand. Thank you, Steve.